I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Everything good?
Well, you know, we're getting ready to doom scroll. It's not all good news, but that's just the way it is. Yesterday we talked about, because it had just happened, the school shooting at Oxford High School just outside Detroit, and there's been some updates. We had played audio from that story as soon as we saw it yesterday afternoon from inside the classroom,
right,
where it sounds like someone's knocking on the door claiming to be a sheriff's officer, saying, come out, it's safe, the kids were skeptical. And a lot of people are saying they had good reason to be skeptical, because a lot of people are saying they think that was the shooter who was trying to trick the kids inside that classroom to open the door, but they didn't do it. They ran out the window. I saw that video everywhere last night. And I kept thinking, well, you know, it's just going to, we're going to see more and more of these now. I'd heard about the Snapchat videos, but that's so far. I don't know about you guys. Have you seen any other, like, cell phone video from inside the school?
No.
That's the only one I saw.
Yeah, I think that was the only one.
But there have been some updates. There is now another death. And we're hearing, I think, Julia, you mentioned this too, that it looks like someone else who's in critical condition is in seriously critical condition. So that number could continue to rise. Hopefully not, but could happen. But the news story here is that a high school player at Oxford was shot and killed while trying to disarm that student. And you know, every now and then you hear the stories about a teacher or a student who tried to disarm someone. I cannot think of anything worse than losing your child, especially to something as senseless as this. But the fact that your child will be remembered as this, I hope that he will always be remembered
as a hero,
as this, as an absolute hero.
School shooting at Oxford High School.
The first 911 call was made at 12:51 p.m. local time. Over 100 more calls followed.
Requesting medical assistance. Multiple ambulances if possible.
Police officers were dispatched by 12:52 p.m., and in the next 2 to 3 minutes, they had the suspect in custody, a 15-year-old sophomore, armed with a semi-automatic gun, firing at least 12 rounds.
It was loaded at the time and still contained 7 rounds of ammunition. When they took it from him, that, again, I believe, interrupted what potentially could have been 7 more victims.
Tate Meyer, hopefully I'm pronouncing that correctly, according to BustedCoverage.com, a star junior at the Oxford High School football team, was one of multiple victims who was fatally shot Tuesday during the school shooting. According to TMZ Sports, witnesses say Meyer was shot and killed while trying to disarm the gunman. The 16-year-old reportedly attempted to stop the shooter when he was shot during the confrontation. Meyer died of his injuries in a police car while being rushed to a local hospital. I'll tell you this right now. I know me now and I know me then. I would not have the guts to do that.
Right.
I'd be running. I like to think I'd have the guts to try and help some people
out
the door.
We all think we act heroic, but it really, you know.
I know that certainly at that level of fear, you know, risk and everything else, I know I don't have what it takes, and I think most people probably don't have what it takes.
It makes no
tragic.
Sense.
It just doesn't make any sense, and I know I say this every time, too, but what does the rest of the world say? They see these stories, they wake up and they hear these stories, and they just
think. The problem, you know what, we can talk about it forever, but the problem is that we got to do something. We have to at least come together, right, left, whatever it is, come together and say, we got to stop this somehow. We haven't been able to do that. And to me, that is like, I get it, man. you know, let's go Brandon, and, you know, Trump's a terrorist, and these things left and right, right and left, gun control, Second Amendment rights, like, you know, all those things. Like, we get further and further and further divided. But it feels like the one thing we should be able to come together on is that our children don't get murdered. That we figure out a simple solution to stop that. And we can't even get there. I can't imagine. I see these stories and I think about, you know, my kids and, you know, I don't, you know, there's no words. Well, we have to do better as a people. We have to quit letting people divide us. We have to quit letting large lobbyists divide us. We have to quit letting political parties divide us. And we have to say, look, on one issue, we're going to come together and stop the our only job is to protect our children. It's our only job. Let's start doing it.
Yeah. And what was...
And I'll listen to you. Tell me how. But it can't be... Look, I get it. I'm not from my side where you're saying it can't be outlaw all guns, which is me. That's where I start. Get rid of them. It can't be on your side. Let's start arming second grade teachers. So now that we've stopped there, let's start moving towards a goal. A goal.
And if those were the two...
And if there's any sides. Compromise, as we go to compromise, a compromise, when you do a contract negotiation with a company, right? If you're trying to buy a car from someone, you probably walk out of there if the compromise is fair, because there is no real word as fair, right?
Right.
Fair is usually to say, well, that was fair. That usually goes to the winner. We should both walk out of there going like, that ain't perfect. And you should be walking out of there going, damn, boy, we gave up a little bit more than we wanted. Let's get to that part.
Yeah.
And we got to get there quick. Anyway, I don't, you know, you listen
so
to me all day.
You mentioned arming teachers with guns, and because that was an actual thing that was said multiple times, and so it was said, we're going to start doing it. Now, you say that the other extreme end on the left,
is
get rid of guns. So I will say this. We talked about arming teachers. We've heard stories about how apparently some teachers in some schools in some parts of the country are now armed. Or there's more adults, at least, in the school that are armed. So we've at least sort of tried that. And we have not tried outlawing guns. And the argument is that you can't outlaw guns already out there. It's like outlawing drugs. Okay. But we have somewhat gone down this road of we're going to arm more people. But every time this happens, it's another bad guy with a gun with no good guy with the gun.
Right.
So, you know, it just keeps happening. We agree on more than we disagree. Don't believe what they tell
right.
you. We do.
We can get there. If I'm willing to go to somewhere towards the middle with you, if I'm willing to go there with you, then you got to go. You got to go. And you just got to say, you know what? Because you know who doesn't care about politics? The shooter.
Right. No.
The kid's getting shot.
No.
So we got to be better than that. We're the adults. We're supposed to be the adults in the room.
Yes. Please don't allow the media to tell you what my opinion is, and I promise I'll try to afford you the same privilege.
Yes.
Did you hear about this woman who was accused of shoplifting at Walmart in Alabama? Did everyone see this story? This happened a while ago. She had been using the self-checkout line at a Walmart, and apparently there had been some problems. The machine jammed, whatever. An employee came over, helped her finish scanning stuff. She had her groceries. She's walking out. Apparently they came and stopped her, and then they had accused her of shoplifting. She said she didn't steal anything, and there was a back and forth. And eventually they had, I guess, at least said they were about to drop the charges. Well, she gets a letter from the lawyers of Walmart, the lawyers representing at least Walmart in this particular case. And they said, look, we will drop all of this if you pay us $200. So this is in December of 2016 that she began receiving these letters from this law firm in Florida that said, listen, if you don't pay us $200, then we're going to have to file a civil suit against you. But if you pay it, it'll go away. Now, I did not know this was a thing, but apparently this is quite common. So this woman decided, you know what? She said she thought about paying the $200 to make it go away, but then she thought, I shouldn't have to pay the $200. So she decided, I'm going to sue. So she filed a lawsuit against Walmart and against this whole shoplifting arrest, because she said it made it harder for her to find a job, not to mention she didn't want to pay the money that she didn't feel that she owed to get out of this thing. And it turns out Walmart, and I'm guessing they're not the only ones, make a lot of money in the course of a year through things similar to this, situations where someone says, hey, just pay us this much money and then there won't be a civil suit charged against you. And most people just pay. I've seen several different numbers. I saw one number that said it could be as high as $300 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
And well, they say they caught you shoplifting. Even if you didn't, they say we'll just pay $200. And
well, here's the thing. Even if you didn't, or even if you did, maybe. I don't know if they're trying to say that it's a, that the $300 million is a combination of both. I
but
would have to assume
you're not going through any legal
Right, they're saying
proceedings,
we won't file
so then
civil
you're not,
charges.
Then you didn't.
Right, right. I mean,
you see what I'm saying? Like, even if you did shoplift, you didn't because there was no legal proceedings to prove you guilty.
So when this happened, she explained to them what had happened. Machine jammed. I talked to the woman who worked there. They didn't believe it. She was later arrested for shoplifting.
So but she was arrested.
But her case was dismissed. And later, it says, was dismissed a year later for want of prosecution, according to the lawsuit. Then in December 2016, according to her lawsuit, she began receiving letters from a Florida law firm threatening to file a civil suit against her if she did not pay $200. She said Walmart had directed the firm to send the letters. That's her accusation. So she sues. She says it's made it harder for her to get a job, all these things. She won $2.1 million.
Wow. Leslie Nurse says she was at the self-checkout at the Sims Walmart with her husband and three kids, fighting a malfunctioning scanner, even getting help from a Walmart associate. After she thought she'd finished and paid, she was stopped by an asset protection manager.
I remember going in that little room and I was like, this will be resolved. This was an accident. This wasn't on purpose.
She was eventually charged with stealing $48 worth of groceries, 11 items in all. She was eventually arrested, mugshot taken. But the criminal charge was eventually dropped when no one from Walmart showed up to court. By then, she said, the damage to her reputation had already been done. Her ability to make a living stifled by the criminal charge. What was worse, she continued to receive demand letters from a Walmart-affiliated law firm offering to drop the matter if she paid them $200.
WKRG reported that an expert testified Walmart and other major retailers routinely use this practice of settlements in states where the laws allow it. Testimony stated Walmart made hundreds of millions of dollars from the practice in a two-year period. Defense attorneys for Walmart argued the practice is legal under Alabama law. A spokesperson for Walmart said the company will be filing motions as it doesn't, quote, believe the verdict is supposed to be evidence and the damages awarded exceeds what is allowed by the law. Now, I will say this. The jury did not find for her in every single instance. She had sued them for false imprisonment and a couple of other things and false arrest. Apparently, they sided with Walmart on that. But when it comes to asking her to pay $200 or this law firm asking her to pay $200 to put this whole thing to bed, they said, we don't like that. And we think they're using it to get money. And so she got $2.1 million.
All right. Well, there's a lot of things in that story I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know how many states allow this.
If I get caught shoplifting from Target, someone from Target has to show up?
Yeah, I guess so. If you go to court. If you
really?
Go to court, yeah. I guess that's the case with anything. You know, if you get a ticket, the cop has to show up technically if you want to go to trial or whatever.
Well, if someone steals my car, I don't have to show up.
What would you go to court for, though? Who are you suing? Or what's the problem?
Well, no, they said that her case was dismissed because somebody from Walmart
didn't show up to court, right.
If someone stole my car out of my driveway, I don't have to show up to court for that.
Oh, if they go to court for it? I see what you're saying. Yeah, I don't know. Could the, if you're the one pressing charges.
I'm not, though. The state will pick it up.
Okay, so then they're the ones that show up to court.
If they steal my car, then I don't have to go. The district attorney
goes. Then they're the one that shows up to court.
Wouldn't that be the same in the case?
I don't know. Well, and it depends on the state,
too. You know what? Who cares?
Who cares? She's a millionaire now.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
All right. We are going to doomscroll some more coming up, right?
Yes, we'll finish doomscrolling. Hey, did you hear the big news? Speaking of which, this is sort of in the news, but somebody's running for Senate. A celebrity.
The Rock.
No.
Lindsay Lohan.
Nope.
Paul Rudd.
Nope.
No idea.
Running as a Republican in the state of Pennsylvania. Daytime television talk person, very controversial, especially over the course of the last like 10 years. I believe Oprah gave this person their start.
Dr. Phil?
Very close. Dr. Oz is running.
Ah.
Yes. And I've seen several articles imploring the people of Pennsylvania, please. And also from physicians. I read a thing from, an op-ed from a physician last night. Like, please, we already dislike this guy. 10 years ago, I would have said this guy stands no chance in hell
at
winning this. But after Trump, I don't know.
This morning, Dr. Oz officially jumping into the Pennsylvania Senate race.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first.
The heart surgeon turned TV personality who rose to fame on the Oprah Winfrey Show says he wants to fix problems.
Americans deserve better solutions. Doctors are about solutions.
Oz has previously faced criticism for some of his positions, including on schools.
The opening of schools may only cost us 2-3% in terms of total mortality. And, you know, that's any life is a life lost. But to get every child back into a school where they're safely being educated, being fed, and making the most out of their lives with a theoretical risk on the backside, it might be a trade-off some folks would consider.
He later apologized, saying he misspoke.
He also, from what I was reading last night, doesn't actually live in Pennsylvania. He used like a friend or relative's address because he lives in New Jersey. But, you know, that's fairly common. I was trying to find like the worst claims or his biggest, most controversial claims of things that he said. And you know what reminds me of? When COVID started, you had those pastors that were like, drink this bottle of melted silver or whatever.
Right, sure.
You know, cure. And those guys got in trouble. A lot of them got in a lot of trouble for selling cures. Man, it seems like he's done a lot of that stuff. He had a magic weight loss compound that apparently at one point he was promoting. He also was a big GMOs are unhealthy. I guess there was, I don't know about legal pushback, but pushback nonetheless. He had a cure for the common cold. He touted umkolobo root extract. Ever heard of that one, Jeremy? You seem like a natural health kind of person.
Yeah,
no?
I've never heard of that.
No.
Sorry.
Well, cure for the common cold, cure for restless leg. I could look into that. His own teeth whitening. He's one of those guys that peddled a lot of that stuff on his show.
Sure.
And then, of course, when COVID happened, suddenly he was wanting to replace Fauci. And maybe he should. What do I know? But he's running for Senate now. And I don't see this train stopping of electing celebrities.
No, of course.
I mean, we could bet on it. I'm not.
I bet he wins in a landslide.
You think so?
Yep.
That's where you're at?
Yep.
I'm at 50-50. I think Dr. Oz could win.
Yeah.
I mean, we're
President
real
Dr.
close.
Oz.
President Dr. Oz. I like that.
The Church of Laszlo.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
We're
going
to finish doom scrolling?
Yeah, let's do it.
You ready to do this?
Of course I am.
Chris Cuomo. We talked about him yesterday.
Sure.
There was some, talk about how maybe he should be in trouble because he had allegedly been corresponding with some people within his brother's administration, or at least friends, trying to, if nothing else, he certainly had information that maybe they think violated journalistic ethics. But they were heavily implying at the time that maybe Chris had been trying to use his sources to look into these accusers. Like, was he trying to look up dirt on them? They certainly tried to make it sound that way. Now there's more evidence. It sounds like maybe that kind of is what he was doing. We don't know for sure. But CNN has said you are suspended indefinitely.
This morning, the face of CNN's primetime indefinitely suspended.
New documents released this week indicated that Chris was more intimately involved than previously known in helping his brother, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, craft a defense amid a flurry of sexual misconduct allegations.
A CNN spokesperson saying Chris Cuomo broke our rules, and we acknowledged that publicly, but we also appreciated the unique position he was in. The network adding that documents released by New York's Attorney General Monday indicated a greater level of involvement in his brother's efforts than CNN executives previously knew.
It sounds like he might not be back. I mean, I could be wrong, but it kind of sounds like they might be done with him. We also talked yesterday about how Jeremy's boyfriend decided that he was done with Twitter.
He's not my boyfriend.
Jack Dorsey stepped down from Twitter. He looks just like Jeremy's boyfriend.
Yeah. No, he doesn't.
And they've got a new CEO. And so the first thing that the new head of Twitter had to come out and say was, well, we've got some new rules. And boy, oh boy, were people upset last night about these new Twitter rules. I mean, really upset. So part of this new rule is that they are now going to prohibit the sharing of private media of private individuals without their consent. So what does that mean? It means technically, if I were to go outside and take a picture of Jeremy, Lazo, Julia, whomever, and there are people in the background, if those people in the background did not give consent to be in the picture I just shared, then I could be violating their rules and that picture will not be allowed. A lot of people were quick to say, hey, that means that if I film an act of what I perceive to be police brutality and I post it on Twitter, Twitter could say, hey, those people did not give you permission to post their image on Twitter and we're not going to allow this. It seemed to be that most people were blaming this new CEO, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe he's doing this first day and he's already ruined the company. I've got a feeling that they already knew this was coming, and it's possible even that Jack Dorsey was like, you know what? I don't want to be the one to go out there and to give this press conference, so I'm just going to go ahead and step down. Why don't you go do that? I can't imagine that within his first day, he's like, you know what we should do? We should say that it's going to be illegal. Now, why would they do this? I don't know. Is there liability on Twitter's part? I don't know. Like, have they been running the risk of getting sued when there's people in the background?
Well, what about football games or sporting events?
They have given some specifics, not all of them, but some specifics about if you're at a concert, if you're at a football game, that's probably going to be okay.
Okay.
They have not said, though, that if you're filming an act of police brutality and you post that that's going to be okay. And I saw plenty of people saying, well, This failed a lot quicker than I would have thought after Dorsey leaving.
Twitter is banning the sharing of personal photos and videos on its platform without the consent of the person involved. The company says when it's notified by private individuals that they did not consent to the post, those items will be removed. The policy will not generally apply to images from large public events like sporting events or protests.
Did you notice Craig Melvin's voice there?
Yeah.
Jeremy, that's our guy right there.
A little scratchy.
So this update broadens a rule that they say was already in existence. It's the private information policy. That policy had already been banning Twitter users from sharing sensitive information of private individuals such as home addresses, phone numbers, email addresses, and personal documents on their platform. Kind of the doxing thing is how people referred to it. So now you've got this, well, you got to have the permission to post the picture. Is it as bad as Tumblr saying we're going to get rid of nudity? Probably not. But keep Tumblr in mind. Tumblr was a big thing. Wasn't as big as Twitter, but it was huge. Mm-hmm. And Tumblr at one point said, we'd like this company to be worth more money so we can sell it. We should just get rid of the nudity. And what happened? It just went away. Mm-hmm. Like all their users disappeared. It went away. I'm not saying Twitter's there yet. Plenty of people on Twitter are saying that, oh, it is. But I don't think that it's there yet. But I mean, wow. This is one thing actually that people seem to be able to come together on, because I saw people tweeting from both sides of the political spectrum that were furious about this and talking about, well, that's it. We got to try and find a new place to post this stuff. As far as I know, you can still post that stuff on TikTok. Seems like everything I see on Reddit is coming from TikTok these days.
Right.
And Reddit doesn't have a whole hell of a lot of rules. I mean, they do, but nothing like this. So how big of an impact is it going to have? I don't know. When I saw that they said Twitter made a huge announcement, they are now going to ban photos of, I thought they were going to say porno. I thought they were going to say no more pornography. Right. I mean, not to say that these two things are in any way related, but, and maybe it's just the feel that I get from all the people who are angry. Are they headed in that direction? Are they trying to clean up the platform? Are they going to say no more nudity? They must have had a reason for doing this. I'm guessing at some point somebody got sued. I don't know. Hey, COVID chewing gum, everyone. Who wouldn't love a piece of COVID chewing gum? Did you guys see this last night or this morning? Now, this is still, you know, like in testing phases, but it's showing a lot of hopeful results so far. They've come up with a chewing gum that apparently contains the same enzymes that are in your snot. And your mucus, okay?
Ew.
It's not made out of snot, but there are things in your snot and your mucus that the virus-like COVID bind to.
That.
So the reason COVID is able to spread so easily because it does bind to these things in your mucus. If you chew this gum, apparently because this gum has the same stuff, it can basically grab up the COVID viruses and store them in there so that you're less likely to, you know, I guess keep getting sick from these same viruses, like maybe lessening your viral load, but also lower the likelihood of spreading it to other people.
Researchers are looking at gum that contains ACE2 receptors. Now, what are they? They're the receptors on our nasal mucosa and in the body where COVID-19 latches on. So wouldn't it be cool, and that's what they're looking at, to chew gum that will then bind those virus particles and make it less likely that you transmit or that you get right. Now, you can't go out and buy it with juicy fruit just yet, but give it some time.
Give it some time. We'll be chewing COVID gum in no time. Laszlo, did you watch the video of the Tucson Police Department firing shots at a guy in a wheelchair? This was all over, well, I guess Twitter and Reddit last night, this morning. And I will say the officer who is accused of shooting this guy in the wheelchair, he's already been fired. Usually they say they're on leave. You know, they've been suspended. We're going to look into this. Everything I read, I'm just trying to make double, triple sure this morning. It sounds like they fired this guy, like he's done. So at a Walmart store, someone calls 911 and says, I've got a guy who tried to steal a toolbox. And they said, okay, the cops show up. Apparently, as this guy was leaving the store, an employee said, hey, can I see your receipt for this toolbox? It's one of those motorized wheelchairs, right? Like you see on the strip. So he's got his motorized wheelchair and someone says, can I see your receipt? He pulls out a knife, of course. And says,
which is not a receipt.
No, that's the interesting thing here, and really where the debate lies, because he said, here's your receipt. So when he showed him the knife, he said, here's your receipt. Now, when the cops show up, this guy's still in his wheelchair. He seems to like kind of do a U-turn and start heading back towards into the lawn and garden section. And they say, sir, don't go in there, stop. And then they shoot him over and over and over and kill this guy in his motorized wheelchair.
Tucson police wasted no time releasing the body camera footage as well as surveillance video, ultimately terminating Officer Ryan Remington. The chief says he's deeply troubled by Remington's decision to shoot a 61-year-old man 9 times from behind.
So that's the headline. The Tucson Police Department has fired Officer Ryan Remington in the fatal shooting of a shoplifting suspect in a motorized wheelchair as the incident was captured on security and police body cam. There's several angles of this. The Walmart cams, the police body cam. The guy was in a motorized wheelchair, and no one had ever even said he had a gun.
My God.
The cops aren't even, from what I can tell, saying we thought maybe he had a gun. He had said he had a knife. It sounds like they knew that he had a knife. And yet they shot him in the back. Dude, what are we doing? There are some gray areas in a lot of these shooting stories, but this one, an old guy in a motorized wheelchair that's like, after everything you've seen in the news, officer,
right?
Maybe go over there and talk to him. Maybe even say, I don't want to get that close to him. I'm going to put my boot up so his wheelchair can only get this close to me, but it's a knife.
Maybe let him drive away.
You're a police officer. Yeah, maybe it's like it's a toolbox and a knife. We'll figure this out later. We'll get his license plate number. So, there are certain rules about what debt collectors can and can't do insofar as trying to get money from you, money that you owe and you know you owe it. I think something like 1 out of 4 of us actually probably owe a debt collector right now. But they can call you. They can make those little vague threats where they say, hey, you know, you're going to be in a lot of trouble if you don't do this. They can't quite say you're going to go to jail because that's not true. They can ask you to ask your parents for money, ask your family. You better ask or you're going to be in a lot of trouble.
Right.
They try and ride that line wherever they can. Well, about a year ago, there was all this talk that There was a new bill that would allow debt collectors to potentially communicate with you via social media, send you DMs.
Oh, really?
At you on social media, potentially. I mean, they say DMs, but there's nothing in this thing that I can find that says they couldn't just at you. Hey, at Laszlo, you still owe Amex this much money, which, boy, oh, boy, that's embarrassing. Now, debt collectors love it. I watched some interviews with debt collectors and people that own debt collection agencies, and they're like, hey, we are the backbone of this country when it comes to our ability to use credit. If it wasn't for us, we would not have a credit system because we have to be able to get money from these people because most people don't want to pay their damn bills.
That's not how it works.
Maybe not most, but maybe at least a quarter of them.
That's not how it works, right?
Well, they claim that the companies would go broke if they didn't collect some of this debt. I don't know if that's true or not. That's
the way that I understand it, and someone can correct me, is that say you owe Target,
yes,
right, $500. You don't pay it. And they call you, right?
Yes.
Then it goes to a debt collector, right?
Yeah.
But after that, it's just a bunch of companies that me and you could start, and we buy that debt for 5 cents because nobody thinks you're ever going to get it, and then we start trying to get the 500,
yes,
out of you. That's why we can negotiate all the way down to 100 because we owe the debt now. We paid for it.
Yes. So some debt collection agencies take a percentage. Others say it's this far gone. We are now just going to buy it from you. But the point is they still buy it. So I guess they would say, well, Target Credit still gets $500 from this because it was a $3,000 thing and we bought the debt for $500. Yeah. So they got something
out of
it.
But then they're going to try to get the $3,000 out of it.
Yeah, you're going to try and get even more. But they're saying
the debt's really only $500 now.
Right. But they're saying if it wasn't for us, what's your incentive to pay the bills? And so then they wouldn't be giving you credit cards anymore. Now they can, DM you apparently on Instagram, Twitter, whatever, and potentially even publicly post. I mean, if this is the rule and now this is actually going into effect, if I were them, I would start posting Instagram stories and just at you and say, this guy didn't pay his bills. This guy. Seems like we're going backwards.
Stop me from doing it.
What's that?
I know it'd be illegal, but if now people are thinking like, oh, I can get a DM from somebody, I'm just going to DM everyone.
Say you owe me
money?
Start
my own.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Twitter,
said this off
collection thing, and just send people like, hey, you owe this much money, $212. Send it to me now.
And
I'll just start doing it. People send it to you.
It's a great idea.
More than one out of every five has at least one debt that's in collections. If you're among them, you're probably used to getting phone calls and letters about those outstanding balance. But coming soon, collection agencies are going to be able to send you text messages, email you, and even direct message you through social media.
Now, they said in that thing, direct message you. So hopefully that's all this rule says. The thing I said this morning, I read two different articles that both just said contact you via social media. So maybe it is just direct messaging. I didn't know that they couldn't already email you. I thought we were getting emails from debt collectors, but what do I know? So now not only can they call you, they can DM you. So just, get rid of your social media, I guess. Twitter, people think is done, and it's just a bunch of debt collectors trying to get a hold of you. And you might as well just be done with it. Or you could pay your damn bills. That's what those debt collectors always told me. You could pay your bills. You're a stand-up guy? You better ask your mom or you're going to be in a lot of trouble. Did they ever tell you?
Ask your mom.
Did they ever imply that you were going to go to jail? Did you ever get a call from one of those where they were really aggressive?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Where they're like, well, you know what happens? I swear I think I had a guy who broke the law and said, like, well, you know what's going to happen? We're going to end up calling the cops on you. I'm like, you can call the cops on me for Old Navy underwear?
No,
turns out, no, they cannot.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.